This is Lightning Strike. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the start of the 2005-2006 NHL playoffs, and hockey's back, and it's a good thing. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, as you all know, made the playoffs. They are the eighth seed, playing the Ottawa Senators in the first round. And we go up to Ottawa for two games. They actually, the Lightning and Ottawa open up the playoffs with the first game of the year for the 2005-2006 season playoffs. We're up in Ottawa. We're starting at 7 p.m. I was at work till about 9, and I taped the game, and I hear some doors slamming. What's going on? It's getting a little violent. I see ghosts. I see ghosts in my apartment, but it's okay. But anyways, the light is on now, and the air conditioning is off because it's 95 degrees outside. But the game was on tonight. We're playing in Ottawa tonight and Sunday, and we come back to Tampa Tuesday and Thursday. And I'm expecting to be at both games, even though I might not get tickets for the games. They have the, if anybody's ever been to the games in Tampa for the playoffs, they have like projection on like the side of the building, like right out front of the stadium, so it's pretty cool. And there's like 4,000 people out there for every game last year, and they sell beer, they got the hot dogs, they got the brats, man, they got the band playing and intermissions. It's pretty cool. But I'm hoping to be there for both games, and I want to do like a live podcast from there. That'd be pretty cool. Just get some live Ottawa. Can't believe I said live Ottawa. That's horrible. What's going on? I hear all these noises in the background. I don't know. But yeah, tonight we're playing Ottawa, and we start out looking really well, and I'm very impressed. We were responsible. We were blocking shots. They had about 5 power play chances against us, and we stopped them. And we ended up getting a 5-on-3 early on, and Vinny LeCavalier scores from a feed from Dan Boyle down to Brad Richards and over to LeCavalier, and he scores. Like, he pauses a little bit, and like he like roofs it over their goalie, and that was kind of a good point because I wanted to see us score the first goal. And the entire second period was like a trade off of like power plays each way. And it was good to see us like stop them a lot, and we were stopping them a lot, and it was good. Why is the door open? What are you doing? And then we go to the third period, and they get another power play against us. And actually, the refs this year in the playoffs were starting to call a lot of penalties, and which is kind of, I don't know, I think it's kind of a good thing in a way, because like if someone gets the stick up by another player's hands and they got the puck, you know, they should call a penalty if they're like hooking them off the puck. But the little penalties, like the one against Boyle, which I'll talk about in a second here, but they get a power play against us, and sooner or later, you know, they're going to score. They're like the fourth best power play in the NHL, and they score, so they tie it up. So it's 1-1 early in the third, and then shortly thereafter, like actually about 30 seconds after they score, then Boyle gets a penalty, and his stick was on the ice. There was no hook. It was ridiculous. Boyle was arguing. He knew it was going to happen. Ottawa scores again, so now it's 2-1, and from there it just kind of went downhill. We had a power play opportunity. We hit the post probably about 6 times a night, man. We had, we had Emery just laying around. We had rebounds like crazy, and we could have really put that game away like early in the game, but the one positive thing I want to take out of this game is the fact that we played tough. We were blocking shots, and we had a lot of rebounds, and everyone was into it tonight. And even though they ended up scoring an empty netter and beating us 4-1, I think Graham played good. I think the entire team played good. And the only thing that was bad there was us getting some bad penalties at some bad times. And, you know, they scored 2 power play goals and a shorthanded goal against us, and we only scored 1 goal, and we should have had more, so it's kind of sad. But I think we're going to have a good series here. And I'm actually watching the Calgary Anaheim game right now, and Tony Amani just scored. I remember seeing him when I was little in Chicago, playing with the Blackhawks, man, with Ed Belfour and Jeremy Roenick and Chelios, man. Those were the days, man. At the old stadium in Chicago where Michael Jordan used to play. Now they play at the, I believe it's the United Center. But yeah, I used to live up there. I lived in Wisconsin for 16 years, right up a little bit north of the border. And we used to drive down and go to some Blackhawk games. I saw some Milwaukee Admiral games, some AHL hockey, big Packer fan. County Stadium, man. We went to County Stadium right before they filmed Major League, man. They were setting up for it. I remember probably been to County Stadium about 50 times when I was little, man. We used to go there for, like, everything, for, like, school, Cub Scouts, man, freaking baseball, Little League, Pony League, AAU tournament, man, you name it, man. County Stadium was fucking cool, man. That was the place. Like, and now they have the new Miller Park, but County Stadium was just, like, just show up at the game like 4 hours early, fucking set up your grill and your cooler and your soda that we were drinking at the time, man. We had the Mountain Dew, man. It was great. But yeah, those were the days, man. I remember all the trees around it and just kind of walking around the stadium and finally working our way in there and seeing Robin Yount and Paul Molitor and Dan Plesac and freaking Rob Deer. Gary Sheffield, man, everyone used to boo him all the time. It was great. But anyways, we ended up losing the game tonight. I think we took a couple of positives, but a couple of negatives. I think Ottawa got a lot of confidence toward the end of the game there. They came out, like, scared. You know, I thought we were going to just jump on them, man, and if that's the only thing we got in this playoffs, man, it's going to be sad. But I think we're going to show them a little bit, especially when we bring them back home. You know, we showed tonight we could play with them for... Actually, most of the game, I'd say 2.5 periods, we did play with them, and we controlled the play. But, you know, we go on to Sunday, and it's an early game on Sunday. And the Sunday game's a little freaky. But here's some of the matchups here. Detroit Red Wings are playing Edmonton, and that game was early. I don't want to tell anybody about it because it's still... still a little unclear on what happened there because this game took place right around the same time this game just ended. Dallas is hosting, or actually Colorado's hosting Dallas. No, Dallas is hosting Colorado. Dallas is number 2 seed in the West. Colorado's number 7. Calgary and Anaheim, I'm watching that game right now. It's on OLN. If anybody doesn't know, OLN is going to host almost all the playoff games, which is nice to see. And I get the Tampa Bay Lightning game on Sunshine Network on the local market, and it's pretty cool, man. Our local radio station here, too, has Phil Esposito, and, you know, all of you know him. He's the man. And also Dave Michigan, he's crazy, man. If you ever listen to... I actually recommend to go to NHL.com and click on the Lightning Listen Live. And hear Dave Michigan cover the games, man, because he's crazy, man. When the Lightning score, I could just imagine when LeCavalier scored that first goal, man. I was pumped, man. I was pumped till the third period. I thought we were going to win this game. It's kind of sad. I'm starting to think back. And Nashville is hosting San Jose. Nashville's the 4th seed. San Jose's 5th. Ooh. Anaheim has a power play. Yeah, Teemu Selänne, man. He got some teeth knocked out in the Olympics, man. He's still wearing it. He's wearing the suit. But that was the West there, and then we got Ottawa hosting Tampa Bay. You know, the score there, 4-1 Ottawa. Carolina hosting Montreal. This game will be tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I don't think that game is going to be carried. It's on CBC, all those in Canada. The Devils are hosting the Rangers. That's going to be a great series. Buffalo hosting Philly, that's going to be another great series. So, I don't know, man, I think this year's playoffs are going to be pretty good. I just want to see the Lightning at least take one game. Tonight, man, they should have done it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't see them winning 1-0, but I think a lot of those post shots and all those rebounds they had, they should have done it. But anyways, that's it. I'll be here every playoff game, and I'll carry everybody through the Cup no matter what. You know, I just gotta push it. Gotta push it. We're gonna do it. At least we're gonna win a couple games in this series, man. We gotta do something to Ottawa to corrupt the force, slay the dragon, the beast, Ottawa. All right, so long, everybody. See you Sunday after the game. And this is the Lightning Strike. And this is Joel. And so on.